riches. Kale, in due course of time. Upadatte, exact. Kale, in due course of time. Cha, also. Ayam, this king Prutu. Vimunchati, returns. Samaha, equal. Sarveshu, to all. Bhuteshu, living entities. Pratapan, shining. Suryavat, like the sun god. Vibhu, powerful. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of ISKCON. Translation. This King Prutu will be as powerful as the sun god, and just as the sun god equally distributes his sunshine to everyone, King Prutu will distribute his mercy equally. Similarly, just as the sun god evaporates water for 8 months, and during the rainy season returns it profusely, this king will also exact taxes from the citizens and return these monies in times of need. Purport. The process of tax exaction is very nicely explained in this verse. Tax exaction is not meant for sense gratification of the so-called administrative heads. Tax revenue should be distributed to the citizens in times of need, during emergencies such as famine or flood. Tax revenue should never be distributed amongst governmental servants in the form of high salaries and various other allowances. In Kali Yuga, however, the position of the citizens is very horrible because taxes are exacted in so many forms and are spent for the personal comforts of the administrators. The example of the sun in this verse is very appropriate. The sun is many millions of miles away from the earth, and although the sun does not actually touch the earth, it manages to distribute land all over the planet by exacting water from the oceans and seas. And it also manages to make the land fertile by distributing water during the rainy season. As an ideal king, King Prutu would execute all his business in the village and state as expertly as the sun. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Tadatiswa Padantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarabhyascha Krupa Sindubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Rama Rama, Hare The glorification by Vandi and Magadhas is going on about Maharaj Prutu. Here he is compared as powerful as sun god. So sun god is very powerful and is distributing sun rays since millions of years, but still the power of the sun rays have not come down. And the unique feature of sun god is distributing energy all over the world. When sun is not there, whole world will cease to exist. So, and another feature of the sun god is that sun god evaporates water from the oceans and the rivers and for 8 months, and then during rainy season, he gives back in the form of rain, so that all the living entities can subsist very peacefully and comfortably. In the same way, the king should be very powerful, like sun god. you should be able to maintain all the living entities. And not only that, kings, they are allowed to take tax, collect tax, 25% of tax, not more than that. And that tax money is not meant for their own sense gratification. When in the times of need, that time they should give the money, and then they should utilize that money for laying the roads, and then maintaining the gardens and everything, so that people can live comfortably. Like that. Like king, sometimes the kings are so honest. Like it is given in Vishnu Puran that when Virochan, Prahlad Maharaj's son, he went to the forest for hunting, and he came to know that there was a cyclone and all that, and he was caught in the forest. So when he came to know, the mother suggested that take the army and go and rescue him. So Prahlad Maharaj said, no, I am going alone, because I am going to protect my son, not some, you know, I am not going on official duty to take my army. I'll go alone and protect. So they would never use you know, the treasure, my money from the treasury for their own you know, comforts. And some of the kings, they were very Rajarshis. They would live very simply also, and take care of all the citizens very carefully. Just like Yudhishthira Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj times, the people have lived very peacefully and comfortably, because there was no corruption. Nowadays, people are, especially, it is given in 12th canto Bhagavatam, that as the earth thus becomes crowded with corrupt politicians, population, whoever among any of the social classes shows himself to be the strongest will gain political power. So nowadays that voting system is there, where foolish people, for those who are not well educated, they don't know how to vote, choose a person, they actually vote, and they elect another foolish person who is a corrupt person. And such politicians, they harass people, you know, losing their wives and properties to such avaricious and merciless rulers, who will behave no better than ordinary thieves. The citizens will flee the mountains and forests. So harassed by such kind of politicians who simply collect taxes and use money, like it is said that our politicians, they have stashed away so much money in Swiss banks, that if they take out all the money in the Swiss banks, our country can be run very efficiently with so much money, you know, like that. So they are no better than thieves, and people are harassed, and people will flee into the mountains, you know. Harassed by famine and excessive taxes, people will resort to eating leaves, roots, flesh, wild honey, fruits, flowers and seeds. Stuck by drought, they will become completely ruined. And it is said that people will be so affected by the cold, too much heat, you know, cyclone, earthquakes, because of the corrupt politicians. Just now we came back from Pandripur. Actually, it is so hot there that added to the troubles that there was no current. So we are so much accustomed to AC rooms and fans and all that. So like last day we were there, whole day there was no current. They have generator, but it will give only light, voltage is not enough, it will light only, give light, tube lights and all, no fans will not run. Whole day, 38 to 40 degrees centigrade. Then some devotees are saying, Prabhuji, this is nothing if you go to Vidarbha and Nagpur side. You know? So nowadays, like this year there was no winter. Like in the last year, Bombay, it has reached 8 degrees centigrade. We are all wearing shawls and all, and we are putting for Radharaspir also shawls. This year we didn't put on kurta only because temperature never fell down. You know, it was so hot. So global warming. So this is the situation, and in 12th canto Bhagavatam it is described that things will become more and more worse, and people will live only for 50 years. You know, that is the age. Yeah. Like His Holiness Devamrut Maharaj, he was actually visiting some country called Botswana. Botswana, he is having talk. Some students, they have attended his lecture and all that. They were very inspired. So he went back and did some research about Botswana. So it was found out the average lifespan of a Botswana is 32 years. 32 years. So when the students approached Maharaj, Maharaj told that you have only 10 years left. You have only 10 years left for perfecting your life. Because the average lifespan of a Botswana man is only 32 years. Like in America, I think in Japan, Singapore 80 years, America some 70 years, India around 60 years. So already effects of Kali is taking place. Very dangerous situation. So we need a powerful personalities to rescue us from this situation. Right? Like Maharaj Prithu. Right? Like if you study Bhagavad Gita, 18 chapters are there. It's just like a sandwich. In the sandwich, there is a bread on the up and there is a bread on the down. And in between there is a stuffing. Right? So like that, this Bhagavad Gita is also sandwich. First 6 chapters about karma and all that. And later 6 chapters from 13 to 18. You know, about jnana and varnashrama and all that. But in between 6 chapters, 7 to 12, they are actually confidential knowledge about bhakti yoga. So it was protected by the two breads up and down. And inside, in between there is sandwich, stuffing. You know, that bhakti yoga is protected. But 18 chapter, last verse, Krishna spoke. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. Aham tvam sarvapapebhyo mokshayishyami mashuchaha. So that is actually Charma Shloka. Just like one Acharya gives this example, that when a mountaineer is climbing the mountain, so his aim is not to go sideways and bother with other, you know, the trees and rocks and all that. His aim is to go on the top of the mountain, Charma, and put a flag, you know. Then, you know, that Everest, you know, they put a flag, right? So like that. This is Charma Shloka Bhagavad Gita. Sarvadharman parityaja mamekam sharanam vraja. Give up all kinds of religions and surrender unto me. I will protect you. So where Bhagavad Gita was left, ended, that is the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, so Srimad Bhagavatam starts now, not, you know, surrender. For somebody who is surrendered, then Srimad Bhagavatam ends with, anybody knows what is the last verse of Srimad Bhagavatam? Nam Sankirtanam Yasya, Nam Sankirtanam Yasya, Sarva Papa Pranashanam, Pranamo Dukkha Shamanas, Tam Namani Harimparam. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya. So this is the where Srimad Bhagavatam ends, you know, where glorifying the holy names of the Lord, you know, chanting the by chanting Krishna's holy names, Nama Sankirtanam Yasya, by congregationally chanting the holy names of the Lord, Sarva Papa Pranashanam, all the sinful reactions, all the sinful things are getting vanquished. Pranamo Dukkha Shamanas, you know, I offer my obeisances, you know, all the distress will be vanquished. Tam Namami Harim Param. like that. So if you see, then where Srimad Bhagavatam ends, Chaitanya Charitamrita begins. Right? So whole Chaitanya Charitamrita is about Nam Sankirtan. Chanting the holy names of the Lord. Right? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his students how to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra congregationally. Then the first public Harinam Sankirtan was done by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he collected almost lakhs of people, you know, in protest of Chandkaji. So these are the glories of the holy names of the Lord. So where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ends, Chaitanya Charitamrita ends, Prabhupada Lilamrita starts. Right? So this is Prabhupada actually, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted Prithvide Achayat Nagaradigram Sarvatra Prachar Hoiva Moranam. So people did not believe, his own God brothers did not believe. Prabhupada actually, when he was a Grihastha, he was having an apartment in Mumbai, and he used to call his God brothers for having katha and all. So Prabhupada was working and he was doing business and all. He would chant downstairs and his God brothers would sit upstairs and discuss about Krishna Katha. And one day they were discussing about, I think this is some allegorical, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted, how, you know, all these Western people and all, they could chant Hare Krishna. Our Guru Maharaj tried and he failed. So who can actually distribute this holy name? Right? So Srila Prabhupada, he was actually sitting and chanting downstairs. Then he heard, and Prabhupada said, none of you can do that. None of you present here can do that. So they asked, who can do that? Some fool who got the mercy of his spiritual master, he will do it. Right? So later on, all of you know this pastime. Later on, this God brother of Srila Prabhupada, he met Brahmananda Swami, with in Vaishnava robes. Then he said, hey, who are you? So I am Vaishnava, practicing Krishna consciousness. Who has taught you? Oh, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Who is he? He had a Krishna book. He showed, oh, this person. So, you know, that man, oh, Abhay Babu. Abhay Babu has done it. All right. So this, like Maharaj Prithu, he was powerful like sun god, like that. Like our own Srila Prabhupada, he is powerful like sun god, and he is actually so powerful. Just like, you know, all the, like we are actually meant to be very grateful to all the sages and all. Because, like, this Rishi Tattva, you know, it is very important to understand. Like, this in the sacrifice, the bottom wood is actually Purva Arani, and top wood, you know, is Uttar Arani. When there is a rubbing takes place, fire comes out, and the sacrifice takes place. So this fire, this sacrifice is meant for benefiting people. Right? So in the same way, the spiritual master and the disciple, the spiritual master gives knowledge, the disciple receives knowledge, and there is a sacrifice of devotional service is born. Like, especially these great sages like, you know, Agasti Muni, they have done so much benefit to the whole society. Like Agastya means, Aga means mountain. Stya means controlling, you know, laid low. These Vindhya mountains, once they were competing with Himalaya mountains and raising and raising and raising. So what happened? Agastya Muni, you know, laid it low. That's why he got the name Agastya. Otherwise, these Vindhya mountains would have divided Bharatvarsha into two. And Agastya Muni is actually a contemporary of Parashuram. After Parashuram killed all the Kshatriyas, you know, then he gave the land in donation to Agastya Muni. Agastya Muni asked Parashuram to leave the place, and he gave him Mahendra Mountain to live. And then he actually toured all over India, and he planted the seeds of again Vanashram system, established again Brahminism, because Brahmanas, they got so much bad name because Parashuram's, Lord Parashuram's activities. So he again re-established properly the proper relationship between Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. And during his time, there are two demons, Vatapi and Ilvala. These guys, what they would do, they were Brahmanas, so-called Brahmanas. Ilvala, he would invite all the Brahmanas, you know, for bhojan. And this Vatapi would become a goat. Right? So he would cut the goat and feed the Brahmanas as Shraddha, in Shraddha ceremony and all. And the Brahmanas would eat. And Ilvala say, Vatapi, bahar ajao. Come out. So Vatapi, he has got mystic powers. Vatapi would come out. You know. So like that, they were killing so many Brahmanas. So one day, they thought, oh, this Agastya Muni is so powerful. If we can kill him, we can make him all right. We can kill all the Brahmanas. They invited Agastya Muni. They said, they fed him nicely, goat mamsa. So Agastya Muni, you know, on the stomach, after eating, you know, you just rub your stomach, say Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. The food will be Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashitam Pranapana Samayuktam Pachami Annam Chaturvidam. Right? Hare Krishna feast, if you eat too much and you have a doubt that you will get some loose motion or something, you can say this verse, you know, as rubbing on your stomach and say, oh, my dear Lord, please digest this food. Right? So Agastya Muni, Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashitam Pranapana Samayuktam Pachami Annam Chaturvidam. So Ilvala said, Vatapi, bahar ajao. Agastya Muni said, aur kidhar Vatapi? Ho gaya, digest ho gaya. He became digested. So like that, Agastya Muni saved the Brahmins from getting killed by Ilvala and Vatapi. So comparison is done. Like that, Srila Prabhupada is like this, no? Rishi Tattva. He, in modern day sage, in the modern times, there are so many walls are being built in the name of religion, caste, creed and all that. Right? So, Srila Prabhupada actually preached this message of love of God and to all over the world, and he demolished the walls of separatism. And he said, they say that he built a house in which the whole world can live peacefully. Right? I was speaking to one devotee in America. He was saying, in 1965 he went to America. So he was telling how much he had to struggle. There was so much racism and all. He would go to a petrol bunk. As soon as they would see an Indian, petrol bunk people, they would put a, sale closed. He would go to hire a house. As soon as they see that he is an Indian, he says, already given on rent. Right? People had to face so much problem. Nowadays, it's not so much nowadays. But Srila Prabhupada actually created a society where Indians, Australians, Russians, Americans, black people, everybody can live together. And there is no racism evident in our ISKCON society. Once one black man, he went to Prabhupada and complained, Prabhupada, sir, he's calling me Negro. Prabhupada said, he's a white Negro. Then he told, he said, both are rascals. Both are rascals. The white devotee who called black man Negro, he is a rascal. And black devotee who is offended being called Negro, he is also a rascal, because they are on bodily concept of life. You are neither Negro nor you know, white. You are a soul, you know. So Prabhupada is saying in one lecture, he is saying that I am not telling people to convert into our religion or anything. I am only teaching, you know, how to love God. Of course, those who are intimate, I may tell them, don't do this, don't do that. But I am not telling to convert people into our religion and all that. So, Prabhupada actually demolished the walls of separatism between the people. And also Prabhupada actually traveled all over the world and establishing this Brahminism, Vaishnavism all over the world. You know, Srila Prabhupada, he actually, this is an emergency situation. We have to create Brahmanas in the society. So that is why Prabhupada gave Brahmin Diksha to the Westerners, women, and he tried to create Brahmanas like that. Then evil forces like scientists and all materialistic people, they are trying to destroy Brahminism, Vaishnavism in the society. So Srila Prabhupada is the first personality to challenge these scientists. You were saying, you are all rascals. Right? Like Prabhupada was saying, Lokanath Maharaj was saying, that when Prabhupada came to London, he was saying these Britishers, they came to loot India. Like Prabhupada was saying, that if you go to Taj, all these Red Fort, Taj Mahal and all that, you know, there are very, all the walls, they were, you know, holes are there. Prabhupada said, they were all diamonds are studded in that walls. All these Britishers, they have taken away. The peacock, singhasan and all, they have taken. And the most valuable jewel, Kohinoor Vajra, Kohinoor diamond. You know, Kohinoor diamond, they have taken away. Right? But Prabhupada said, you are all fools. You have forgotten something to loot. You have forgotten to loot something. I have come to give that. You know, you have looted all this, you know, Kohinoor Vajra and this Vajra and this Singhasar and all these diamonds and all the riches. But the most valuable riches you have forgotten to loot. That I have come to give you. You know what is that? Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, holy name of the Lord. Holy names of the Lord. I have come to give you. Like, Prabhupada has a love and hate relationship with the Britishers. He was saying, I think Dhananjay Prabhu, I think he's from Ireland or Scotland? Scotland. So, Scotland people, they went and occupied Manipur. So Prabhupada said, it is your duty to go and preach in Scotland, in Manipur, and make them Krishna conscious. Because you people are responsible for looting Manipur. So Prabhupada is very merciful. So he came actually to give the holy name and Srimad Bhagavatam to all the people. So that is why we have to be very careful. We have got this wealth of chanting the holy names of the Lord. Like we have to protect this wealth of, you know, holy names that is given to us by Srila Prabhupada. Like that is why Srimad Bhagavatam, the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the prayers, they teach us how to keep proper consciousness while practicing devotion service. Just like especially Prahlad Maharaj's prayers and all. So Prahlad Maharaj is praying that, my dear Lord, I am very scared of your material maya. So Prabhupada says devotees should be very afraid of maya. Prabhupada said, only complaint with my disciples is that they are not afraid of maya. You know, they take too much risk like that. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that the living entity has innate nature to become averse to Krishna or become to attracted to Krishna. So we have to actually cultivate by our own endeavor, you know, attraction to Krishna. Otherwise, this Maya is so powerful that you know, Maya can overcome us any moment, like that. So till the time we reach Nishtha stage, these pious activities and impious activities that are performed by us, they will affect us. When we reach Nishtha stage, they will be gone, and the effect of offenses will be gone only during Bhava stage, like that. So throughout our practice of devotional life, we have to be very careful to protect you know, our devotional service, devotional you know, principles, chanting the holy names of the Lord, you know, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, attending all the morning programs and taking only prasadam. So like that, like Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote, you know, Amnaya Sutra. Amnaya Sutra, actually usually Vaishnavas, they don't write sutras. Very, you know, like sutras means they actually give knowledge in one single line or something. You know, like Vedanta Sutra, like proper compared, like telegraph knowledge, telegraph, you know, language. Right? So like that, he wrote, Purusha Chesta Adrushta Janani. Man's endeavor, he is actually mother of his own good fortune. Yeah. We should make an endeavor to remain Krishna conscious all the time. Then, Ata Sadavaha Sarvamana Shevaya. That is why we should serve all the Vaishnavas. Like it is given in Bhaktirasama Sindhu, that Swajatiya and Snigda. One should submissively associate with Vaishnavas, you know, who are like-minded people. And Snigna means he should be affectionate towards us. Like sometimes we may want to associate with one a particular devotee, but he may not have time for us, or he may not like to associate with us. You know, he may not like to associate with us. So these two things are very important in Vaishnava Sangha. That Swajatiya, we should associate with like-minded devotees, and Snigda, one who is affectionate towards us. So somebody thinks, oh, I can directly serve Krishna. You know, I can directly serve Krishna. So that is actually not possible. Like Jannivas Prabhu gives this example. If somebody wants to serve Krishna, without taking help from devotees and without the association of Vaishnavas, he is just like riding a bicycle. By riding a bicycle, you know, how will you go? So it's very slow. But if the bicycle is attached to a truck, and the truck is going at 80 miles per hour, and you are also catching hold of the truck, you know, you are also running at the 80 miles per hour. So like that, one should become attached to a Vaishnava who is Swajatiya and Snigda. And sometimes we should not say, you should be spotlessly pure, then only I will associate. It's not like that. He need not, one should be more advanced than us. We should associate with a devotee who is more advanced than us. You know, spotlessly pure Vaishnavas, very difficult to find. So I should not say, oh, he has this defect, he has that defect. You know, as soon as, you know, like we have this offensive mentality. So and so is giving class. Oh, this guy, he's like this, I don't want to attend his class. You know, we immediately tend to find fault. So, one, if somebody is more advanced than us, we should definitely take association from him without looking faults in him. There are going to be faults in everybody, because we are not yet perfect. So it doesn't mean that we will not associate with Vaishnavas. So this is a very important principle. That is why Prabhupada established this society of Krishna consciousness, where devotees congregate together and they chant and hear about Krishna. Chant and hear about Krishna. And and most important principle is, you know, we should, you know, avoid offenses. Like Vishnu Chakravarti says that if somebody is committing Vaishnava Aparadh, but still is chanting, you know, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, like Krishna may maintain the devotee. You are allowed to wear kantimala, allowed to wear dhoti kurta, you know, sika, all that. But the real impact of holy name will not be felt. The real impact of the holy name is Krishna prema. That will not be felt. Like one devotee gave a very nice example that in Australia, if you don't pay water tax, you know, they don't cut water supply. You know, but you open the tap, you get drop by drop, drop by drop, drop by drop. The water supply is not stopped. But the drop by drop, you can't cook, you know, you can't wash. Like that, if you you're chanting Hare Krishna, but you're committing offenses, then the real impact will not be felt. But as long as we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Krishna will definitely maintain us. Like, one devotee, Sevadalpur, was saying that they made a survey of devotees who left ISKCON and, you know, why they fell down. And they made a survey. The one common factor among all the cases is that before their fall down, maybe around 6 months for 1 year, they've given up chanting. So if you don't chant Hare Krishna, that is why Prabhupada said, offensively, non-offensively, mechanically or attentively, keep chanting. So one day, by constantly chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one day we'll come to a realization. Just like somebody asked Prabhupada, how does one become a devotee? Prabhupada said, how does one become a drunkard? So they said, by drinking every day. You start with one peg, then the first peg is always free. Kuch nahi hota yaar, dekho na, kuch nahi hota hai. Right? One peg. So the first peg is always free. Then you keep drinking one peg, two pegs, three pegs. Then on your own, you will drink. You'll become a drunkard, you know, downing the big pegs, large pegs. Like that Prabhupada said, how does one become a devotee? By chanting Hare Krishna. You chant Hare Krishna by continuously, like that. Loknath Maharaj was making one point, like that. You know what is the conditioning of chanting 16 rounds? So he is saying that the conditioning of chanting 16 rounds is that you become conditioned to chant only 16 rounds. 17th round, very difficult to chant. He was saying that very nice thing. 16 rounds, Krishna is very happy. But Krishna is very satisfied, very pleased with your 17th round. You know, the duty is done. Oh, 16 rounds. Now I can do any damn thing. Right? Prabhupada said it seems. Now I finished my 16 rounds. Now I can do any damn thing. So, after chanting 16 rounds, we park the mala. You know? So, we should be, by constantly chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we can actually overcome these effects of offenses also. So the main, there are two things that affect us, jada and vikshepa. There are like, you know, distraction and indifference. Distraction is external, indifference is internal. Like you chant Hare Krishna and somebody is passing by, you look at that person. You know, that is external. Some you are chanting in the Hare Krishna in the lobby. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And you are reading the notice board. Right? You are going around. Like Sridhar Maharaj says, Radar Japa. You know what is Radar Japa? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. You are observing the whole world. Everybody. Right? That is called distraction. So, we can actually avoid distraction by chanting more carefully. Our real problem is indifference. You know? So, this indifference is internal. You are chanting Hare Krishna, closing your eyes. But your mind is distracted somewhere. Your mind is thinking about all other things except about the holy name. That is called indifference. So this indifference we suffer because of the our offenses towards the holy name. Like that. So the greatest offense we commit always is Vaishnava Prat. Just like if you see, how do we avoid actually this distraction? Just like Haridas Thakur, he was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And prostitute came. Yeah, prostitute came. He said, actually I am not sending you away. I have to finish my rounds. No, I have got a vow. You please sit here and wait. I will finish my rounds and I will meet you. I'll attend to you. He was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If you read, if you observe in this, in Haridas Thakur's pastime, what did he do? What did he do? He gave priority to the holy name. Yeah? He said, okay, Maya will come and attack us. But we'll say, okay, I'm not going to disappoint you, but I have to finish my rounds. I have to finish my rounds. So by giving priority to the holy name, mind will be, later on what happened? By prostitute, by hearing from a pure devotee, prostitute actually surrendered to Haridas Thakur. Here this prostitute is our mind. So mind will come with so many ideas. If I think, oh, Maya is there, you know, I relish, you know, thinking about Maya, and maybe I can chant afterwards also, but you know, I'm getting a chance to enjoy Maya. Let me finish with her. And then, you know, whole day is there for finishing around. You know, if I can't chant in the morning time, no problem. You know, I can surf the net or I can check my emails. No. we give priority to the holy name of the Lord. Then, just like a prostitute prostrated in front of Haridas Thakur, in the same way, our mind will prostrate in front of us. Yeah, prostrate in front of them. Like that, and one more thing we should avoid is, Vaishnava Aparad. Like there is one interesting pastime in Ramayana, commented by Govindaraj and other Sri Vaishnava Acharyas. When Lord Ramachandra after Sita was kidnapped, Lord Ramachandra, he was going around and Hanuman met him and then he took him to Sugriva. Rama and Lakshman, they were going. So Sugriva, he offered a seat to Lord Ramachandra. But he forgot or he neglected to offer a seat to Lakshman, who is a Mahabhagavat. So later on they had a truce, Ram and Sugriva. And Sugriva said, okay, I want this kingdom and all. Vali, you know, taken away my wife and my kingdom and all that. So he said, they had a truce. I will find Sita and then you give me back my wife and my kingdom. So Sugriva went and challenged, hey Vali, come out. Come and fight with me. Maa ka doodh piya to aa jao. So Tara, I was advising him, hey, this fellow Sugriva is a rascal. He's so weak. He got defeated by you so many times. This time he was so confidently challenging you. You know, I heard that, you know, there is one great personality, Ramchandra, he's there with him. He made some truce with him. You know, I think he should not go. Vali said, hey, this is a, you know, he's nobody in front of me. I'll finish him off. This time I'll finish him off, and all the time because, you know, I left him because out of compassion that he's my brother. I'll finish him off now. Like that. This Ramchandra is not my enemy. You know, why should I be afraid of him? He won't do any harm to me. Like that. So he went. You know, so Sugriva and Vali, they were fighting. You know, Vali smashed him with Sugriva, you know, like anything, all, you know, body injuries, and Sugriva ran away. So Sugriva, so many injuries, and all the Ayurvedic experts, they were putting, you know, lep and all that. So Ramchandra came, my dear friend, bahut chot lag gaya, bahut dard ho raha hai na, you are experiencing so much pain. Sugriva was so upset. Wah mitra wah. Wah my dear friend. Bahut mitrata dikhaya aapne. If you showed so much friendship. If you did not want to kill Vali, why did you send me? I know that I can't defeat Vali. So Lord Ramchandra, with his lotus hands, he just rubbed the body of Sugriva. You know? So what happened? So Acharya's comment that because Sugriva offended a Mahabhagavat Lakshman by not offering a seat, by not offering proper respect, he got that punishment. Even though he has got friend Ramachandra as his friend, Ramachandra neglected to help him. So later on, Then Ramchandra said, I could not, you know, you are identical twins. I could not recognize, you know, if I kill by mistake you, then it will be Dharma Sankat, you know. I will be breaking, you know, dharmic principles. But actually Ramchandra knows, he is, you know, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Antaryami. Like some devotee was saying, that Krishna can find a black ant on a black hill in the dark moon night, you know, in the dark forest. Krishna can find. So Ramchandra could not recognize. So then he said, okay, you give some, put some, you know, something, some nishana on Sugriva. So when somebody, you know, is garlanding you, naturally, you have to bow down. So Ramchandra suggested Lakshmana that, hey Lakshmana, you put some garland to Sugriva. So unknowingly, just like Mother Sachi, she offended Advaita Acharya. So when Advaita Acharya was chanting and dancing, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mother Sachi will not get Krishna Prema. He said, why? Because she offended Advaita Acharya, pure devotee of the Lord. So how to rectify the situation? Oh, she should take the dust off his lotus feet and keep on her head, then she will be alright. But if she goes and Advaita Acharya and asks, hey Advaita Prabhu, please give me the dust of your lotus feet, well, he will commit suicide, you know. Oh, Mother Sachi, you are the mother of the Supreme Personality of God, Lord Chaitanya. How can I give dust? So Mother Sachi, when Mahaprabhu was, they were all dancing and chanting, they, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, in ecstasy, Mother Sachi went and, you know, took the dust of the lotus feet of Advaita Acharya. Then she became free from offense. Like that, when Lakshmanji was garlanding Sugriva, Sugriva bowed down. You know, then he offered him offered him proper respect, then Ramachandra killed Vali. So like that, we are like Sugriva, very weak, right? Very weak. Our mind is like Vali. Our mind is like Vali. Very difficult to defeat this Vali like mind. Right? Vali like mind. So, if you have Krishna as our friend, then Vali is immediately subdued. Vali is immediately subdued. But if you commit offense, even if we have Krishna as our friend, he will not help us. While avoiding offenses, if we take help from our friend Krishna, then we can immediately subdue our powerful mind, Vali. Just like that. Like that, all this, there are many tools. Like other day, one devotee was chanting Hare Krishna, keeping a card. You know, Hare Krishna, you know, they keep a card. Right? So, I was joking. You know why is he chanting? Looking at the card. Right? No, it is helping. I was just joking. Because he has forgotten Hare Krishna. He is looking at the card and chanting Hare Krishna. But actually all those things, they are helpful. But the real thing that is helpful to us is avoiding offenses. Like that, there are, that is why every day before chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we should offer prayers to the holy names of the Lord. Like Prabhupada suggested, advised in 7th Canto Bhagavatam, before chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, every day we should offer prayers to the holy names of the Lord. That, oh Nama Prabhu, please forgive my offenses. And let my mind be engaged in chanting and hearing your holy name. So, Krishna's name and Krishna, they are non-different. So, we, every day, then it is suggested that we should every day read the glories of the holy names of the Lord. Every day. So that we become inspired, you know, to chant. That is why this glorification is there always. That we every day, because we hear sometime and then we become, when we hear the glorification, when we become inspired, then after some time, age of Kali, effect of age of Kali, we forget. Then, same old business. But that is why every day we keep hearing the glories of the holy name. And then offer prayers to the holy name. Please help me, please help me. Then keep Krishna as our friend. Then our mind will be subdued. So, somebody asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I am chanting Hare Krishna, but my mind is so powerful, mind is making so many rounds. Prabhupada said, very interesting conversation, not a question after Prabhupada Gita lecture. Prabhupada said, you keep chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Mind will be making so many plans, doing so many rounds. You know, Maya will trouble you, mind will trouble you, but you keep chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Prabhupada said, one day holy name will win. Let the mind make rounds. We should make our, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, we should make our mind as our friend. So, right? So by constantly praying, by constantly chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one day we can subdue the mind and we can go back home, back to Godhead. So then, like it is described in this Bhagavatam, that we'll be so much affected by this Kali Yuga. Already we are being affected. So much recession, you know. Then old age, disease, birth, death, old age and disease. And there is no respite. There is no respite. Even now we have no hope that a powerful king like Maharaj Prithu will come and save us from these corrupt politicians, corrupt rulers. But by Krishna's mercy, powerful personality, pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada came and gave us this holy names of the Lord. So we should make utilize and chant and go back home back to God. Right? So that we can avoid birth, death, old age and disease and get Krishna Prema. Right? Nowadays, in this age of Kali, old age means very troublesome. Right? Yesterday I was saying that my hairline is in recession, my stomach is in inflation, I am in depression. Right? Old age means, you know, all kinds of troubles. We're not very comfortable. And by the age of 50, we are going to become old after some time. Like that. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments?
In order to become free from an offense, the person has to know that he has committed an offense, then he should actually realize it and then he should regret and apologize. So my question is, when you talked about Sugriva, question is, did he know, did he realize that he committed an offense by not offering a seat to Lakshman? And even when he bowed down in front of Lakshman, was he aware that he was doing it, you know, asking for forgiveness?
He did not realize, but Ramchandra is very merciful. Initially, he gave him punishment, but without his knowledge, he made him bow down and, neutralize the offense. So, like that, Maharaj was saying that the same question was asked, and then he was saying that, yes, we, in dealing with Vaishnavas every day, we commit many offenses. Two things are there. One is that every day while offering obeisances, Vancha Kalpa Ravyasya in the morning after Mangalati with real heart, with real feelings, then some of the offenses will be nullified. If some serious offenses are done and then we do not know, then he is advising that pray to the deities constantly that, my dear Lord, I am unable to, Prabhupada said, if somebody is not able to follow regulative principles, that means he lost the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That means he committed some offense. So we might have committed some offense. We pray to the Lord, my dear Lord, I must have committed some offense, but I do not know to whom I have committed. You are in everybody's heart and you are the all-knowledgeable person, all-knowing person. So please reveal to me that to which Vaishnava I have committed offense, so that I can go and apologize. So, that is there.
Thank you. Another question is, can you say something more chanting 16 rounds or more than 16 rounds versus doing practical service? So that's probably one reason why we have 16 rounds and we have a lot of practical service in ISKCON. Like for example in Gaudiya Math, they have 64 rounds. They have different kinds of service.
Well, I don't think some devotees, if they are having so much seva that they don't have time, that is a different thing. But I don't think, I see so many devotees sleeping so much and lazing around. So, what is the harm? They're like, I go to the doctor, I wait 30-40 minutes every day, like every time. So during that time, either I chant my rounds, extra rounds or some, I listen to Krishna Katha from my iPod. So, there is no harm. Prabhupada said chanting 16 rounds is minimum. Minimum 6, not that you are prohibited from chanting more rounds. Whenever Prabhupada said, whenever you get time, take your bead bag and chant. There is no harm. Like other day, last day of our Japa retreat was only Japa. No seminars. Like some of the devotees, after 10, 12, 13, 14 years, first time they have chanted 64 rounds. Somebody was chanting 80 rounds, somebody was chanting 90 rounds. Whole day we were chanting and it was so exhilarating and so nice and so refreshing. Like it was so hot, no fan, but we are chanting, you know. And we didn't feel so bad about being, you know, in that hot summer, right? It was so nice. Actually, I have decided to chant more. Now I got actually inspired. You know, all this while, chanting 16 rounds is enough. You know, I used to think it. Chanting 17th round is offense, and Prabhupada will be upset. Somebody has time, you should chant. Mataji has a question.
How is it that the Brahmanas were eating meat, goat meat?
Yeah, it is allowed for during Shraddha ceremony. Goat mamsha is allowed. But Ashwamedha Gavalambam, that Devarena Sutotpati, that verse is there, that in Kali Yuga, Phalapaitrukam, eating meat during Shraddha ceremony is banned in Kali Yuga. But in other ages, they used to eat. Goat mamsha, meka, that is connected to Shraddha, you know, connected to Yamaraj and all that. So, especially in during Shraddha ceremony, they cut goat, offer, and then they Brahmanas would eat. It's allowed.
The Vaishnavas don't have this type of shard.
Pardon?
Vaishnavas don't have this type of shard.
Yeah, but in general, yes. Vaishnavas may not be having, but other Brahmanas, they were eating. Only during Shraddha ceremony. But because they were so powerful, they are so pure. Tejiyesham na dosha. They got so much pious activities. You know, because of after doing so much tapasya and austerities and all, they become Brahmanas. So all, they can nullify whatever little sin is there and they can benefit that goat. That goat will get a good body. Yes. Ask only simple question.
Prabhu, Hare Krishna. Don't you agree that what is important is the quality of chanting and not the quantity of chanting? Because even if we chant 16 rounds, I mean to our satisfaction and to Krishna's satisfaction perhaps, rest of the time we may not be chanting on the beats, but the chanting will be going on in the mind, isn't it?
Quality, if you quantity is there, quality will come. You know, you chant more and more, then quality will automatically come. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.